Tell us a little bit about your impressions of Kobe Bryant.
Well, shocking is the word for it. Everybody's shocked. Writers, players, dignitaries. I mean, because Kobe meant so much to the last generation. Kobe Bryant was drafted right out of high school in 1996, but his story begins before then because he traveled with his father all over the world. He spoke fluent Italian. He was a global citizen before ever entering the NBA. He played in the NBA for 20 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, won 5 titles, retired as the 3rd all-time leading scorer, scored 60 points in his last game, scored 81 points in a game once, a true legend in the world of basketball, and somebody who is making very significant new moves for his post-basketball life, had won an Oscar in 2018 for animated shorts, and now we're not going to know what else he was going to accomplish.
Actually, yes, let's talk a little bit about more about his post-basketball life. Aside from that Oscar, what else has he been doing since retiring?
Well, some things that's been interesting is that he hasn't been overly hanging around the sport. He's been trying to build himself up as an entertainment mogul out in Los Angeles, and he certainly had the connections to do it. Starting his own production company, wanting to be a producer of cultural artifacts, basically movies, films, art. That's where his head was, and that's what he was planning to do with his second life after basketball.
How inspirational would you say Kobe Bryant was?
Well, that's a complicated question. I mean, for people who love Kobe Bryant, he's incredibly inspirational. There's a whole crew of people on social media who describe themselves as part of the Kobe Hive. Kobe Bryant also, he was of course, charged with sexual assault early in life, and some people, for them, that's a mark against him that'll never be able to be erased. But what you're going to see over the next 24 hours is an utter outpouring of love and support for Kobe, gatherings outside the Staples Center, statements from political leaders. I mean, this is so much bigger than just basketball.
And in terms of getting past the sexual assault allegations, did basketball stand by him? How within the sport was he able to get beyond that, even if there are people for whom that was just a deal breaker with him?
Well, it was never, I mean, I think part of it was never being convicted. Part of it was, I mean, even the trial never got off the ground in the first place. So people use that as justification to put it behind them in terms of their assessment of Kobe Bryant as an individual.
You know, I have nephews in Southern California who are lifelong Lakers fans. What is this going to mean to Lakers fans in particular, and just fans of the sport and basketball, of basketball, even though he was retired?
There are no words. I mean, with apologies to the Boston Celtics, there is no more storied franchise in basketball than the Los Angeles Lakers. And Mr. Laker himself, Magic Johnson, said when Kobe retired that Kobe Bryant was the all-time greatest Laker. That means he was putting him ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, and, of course, Magic Johnson himself. And when Magic said that, there was an amen chorus of Lakers fans who agreed. So, I mean, this is going to rock and shock Lakers Nation, I think, hardest of all, even beyond the concentric circles of shock that exist in the NBA world and in society as a whole.
You know, and it is, of course, basketball season. What can the Lakers organization do in terms of the team now to absorb this shock?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to have to tread very carefully and have to do, like, in time and a series of tributes, not at least including a statue in front of the stadium, retiring his number, which would have happened anyway, I mean, and all the rest of it. I mean, his number actually may already be retired now that I'm thinking. I don't want to do a series of tributes to Kobe Bryant. And actually, I think they're going to take the Staples Center and turn it into a space for collective mourning, because that's what's going to result out of this. There's going to be a collective mourning and grief in Los Angeles. I mean, for people who aren't basketball fans, please hear me when I say this. There is going to be collective grief and mourning in Los Angeles.